You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Let's be honest. Most people are not afraid of vegetables. They're afraid of being judged. That's exactly why the pre-vegans approach is needed right now. I wrote a book about pre-vegans. I produced a podcast around it. And the goal is simple. Create a way for people to experience what it means to go vegan without stigma, pressure, or identity shock. Because the old model is not working fast enough. And the data backs that up. The rise of the flexitarian. Research over the past decade showed a steady increase in people identifying as flexitarian. These are individuals intentionally reducing meat consumption without fully eliminating it. Studies in the US and the UK show up to one-third of consumers describe themselves as reducing meat. Younger generations are most likely to experiment with plant-based eating. And health and climate concerns are leading motivators. Here's the key. Most of these people do not call themselves vegan, but their behavior is moving in that direction. So the question becomes, what if we stopped demanding identity first and instead focused on experience first? That is the pre-vegans framework. What is a pre-vegan? A pre-vegan is someone in transition. They might be flexitarian, pescatarian, vegetarian, plant curious, trying meatless Mondays, or simply exploring. Instead of saying, you're not vegan yet, we say, you're already in motion. That shift changes everything. Behavioral psychology tells us that identity evolves through repeated action. If someone feels welcomed while experimenting, they are far more likely to deepen their commitment. If they feel attacked, they retreat. Vegan versus plant-based. Now let's address something important. There is often tension between the words vegan and plant-based. Plant-based typically focuses on diet and health. Veganism, as defined by organizations like the Vegan Society, extends beyond food into ethics. It includes animal rights, reducing harm, and avoiding exploitation as far as practical and possible. Both perspectives matter, but they serve different entry points. Health often opens the door. Ethics often deepen the commitment. The pre-vegans model acknowledges that journey. You don't have to adopt a full philosophical framework on day one. You can start with curiosity. Why this approach is needed now? Here's reality. Global meat consumption is still high, but alternative protein markets continue to grow. Major grocery stores now carry plant-based options. Restaurants are expanding vegan menus. Even non-vegan consumers are purchasing plant-based products regularly. The movement is evolving. The majority of plant-based product buyers are not strict vegans. They're occasional consumers. That means the future of veganism is not built only on converting people overnight. It is built on creating pathways. And pathways require patience. The bigger vision. Pre-vegans is not about watering down veganism. It's about expanding the tent. If someone reduces meat by 50%, that has measurable environmental impacts. If millions reduce by 30%, that collective shift is enormous. And for many, reduction is the first step towards elimination. We need more bridges and fewer barriers, more education and less ego, more guidance, less guilt. That's why I created the Pre-Vegans book. That's why I produced the podcast. That's why this conversation matters. Because movements scale when they're accessible. If you're already vegan, ask yourself this. How welcoming are you to people who are not fully there yet? If you're exploring, know this. You're not behind, you're becoming. Learn more about the Pre-Vegans framework, download the resources, and join the community at vegansexplore.com. This is not about labels, it's about direction. And direction is powerful. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore and host of the Vegans Explore podcast. I want to thank you so much for listening. And for if you enjoyed this episode, leave a review wherever you download your favorite podcast and share. Let other people know about this podcast so we can continue growing and providing this daily show for the community. We'll see you tomorrow.